So nefarious, so nefarious. Get it?
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet from harm.
He'll make you laugh. He'll make you cry.
I love
show
the
game.
I go where I want.
He's got a lot to say.
I go where I want.
Next stage? Okay.
Being Tony Stark was a good decision too.
Oh, neat.
Right,
that's awesome.
Squatted
cool,
down
huh?
For a face off.
It's the perfect comic. Yeah, it's like out of a comic.
I saw that.
I saw that.
His friends and professionals.
Psych.
So good.
Scott.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hey. We're starting already?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to the Octavarius Podcast. This is episode 84 of
Yum.
The podcast.
What
Yum.
The fuck?
84. Give me some more. I guess let's start off at the far end of the room and sound off.
Hey, everybody, it's B-Wo.
It's Chris.
It's Scott.
It's Cloud.
It's Nick.
It's Castelvi.
It's Dan.
Keith.
Mark.
It's LP.
And today's a very special week because... oh, damn it! Shit! Shit!
What?
Yes.
Has anybody seen the mailbag? Mark, have you seen the mailbag?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think it's somewhere in here. Let me just get out of here. Somewhere.
Don't you want your money magazine?
I hope no one had to look at that. Everyone somewhere knows you have to rip an envelope like 7 different times to open it.
In this somewhere, if I could just...
That was just
I am not cleaning this up.
I got it.
Brian is very mad how you open that envelope.
I'm not very mad. I'm just disappointed.
We are having fun. This letter comes to us from one Mascot.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
And Mas writes, hey, you guys, I hope you have a lot of school spirit this week. I'm so excited that we are all coming home. You could even call it a homecoming. So I think we should celebrate with various assemblies, dress codes, and maybe even some hormonal dances.
Hormonal dances, Mass?
Hormonal?
That's what he wrote. I mean, I'm not making this
up.
Yeah,
he's just reading.
So what is up with that? Sincerely, Mascot.
Thanks, Mass.
Thanks, yeah, thank you so much for your letter, Mass.
Or Miss Cott.
It's very strange that you should write, Mr. Cott, because our homecoming show is actually this coming Sunday.
Yummy.
If you're listening live
that's
on Octavarius.com.
That's always really lucky how, like, people always write in the week before we have a theme.
You might even say Mark makes up the letter.
Have you guys, has everybody here been to
be
all the
an
homecoming
asshole, years? Man. I went to all four and plus one.
Everybody here has been to a homecoming dance at one point?
Oh, yeah, all four plus one.
Just senior year, yeah.
Yeah?
I've been to one, I think.
Went to two, yeah.
I've been to three.
I did not miss a high school dance, man. I love dancing.
I missed a couple of high school dances for my school, but I made up for it by going to other schools' dances.
What is that like? I've always wanted to know what that's like to go to another high school.
Probably, you know, when my first time getting asked to a school dance that wasn't my high school, it was to St. Viator, the Christian school.
St. Viator.
You went to their homecoming? Or,
yeah,
because you went to Friend High School.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Yeah,
they have too many rules.
They do have different
rules. No dancing?
Rules, but for me...
Less sexy, please.
I was... what happened for me, I was asked to the St. Viator homecoming dance by the daughter of my brother's hockey coach.
Mom.
She needed a date, and she was a very nice
Who
girl.
Asked you? The coach asked you?
No, the girl. She asked me. She was like, hey, I was wondering... we didn't really speak that much. We were friendly, but we weren't really, like, tight. And she was like, I was wondering if you'd be my date at my school's homecoming. And I was like, psyched. I knew that there wasn't really going to, you know, I wasn't going to, you know, be boyfriend-girlfriend with this girl or whatever. So I just decided to have the most awesome homecoming ever, no matter what. So I just decided to like look like the coolest dude no matter what. It was my mission to make sure that everybody that met me that night would fucking love me.
And?
I ended up taking care of the tip for the dinner, and I was able to solve like 3 disputes between people.
I was hoping you were going to say mysteries.
No. Oh man, that would have been way better.
3 is a lot in one night. One mystery is pretty exciting. Now,
I assume this is like people are fighting because they have like deeply rooted troubles in their friendship, and you're like, hey, I know we just met, but let me hear you guys out.
It was the easiest night of my life. It was so fun, and I was even able to like show people a dance. We did a dance together, and then also at the after party, I was able to actually roll joints for people. I understand.
Never had a high school party.
I was the person that knew how to do that.
I'll back Biwo up here. I found that going to dances at other schools gave you license to do whatever you want. I remember I went to a dance at Shepherd High School once with one of my friends. I did not go to Shepherd.
Jerks. Is that a private school?
No, it's not a private school. But
I just figured Shepherd with Jesus. Alan
B. Shepherd High School. And I actually went and I remember.
The astronaut?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, they've got astronauts. Sort of like Jesus. Nice catch, Brian. We actually were out there. And like in high school, I wasn't a guy who like danced a lot. But I remember.
Because you're game played.
Yeah, don't talk about it. But I was with my date, Mary, and I remember like just being like, all right, you know, we're just going to we were seniors too. So it's like, it's another thing, you have the senior thing where it's like, you don't really care if anyone judges you because they're all younger than you. So I remember having a lot of fun. Me and Mary danced all night. We did lots of silly dancing. And I remember my favorite part of the night was there was some black couple who was dancing way better than us, because you know black people just dance a lot more, I think, culturally. But
they feel the music.
They do. But me and Mary were dancing crazy style, and a black guy walking by just looks at Mary and just goes, "Damn, you cracked," and just walks away. And that's when I knew we were just having fun.
Is it good? Do you want to be cracked?
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
Is that a good thing? Yeah, I don't even know what that
is. Like, you crazy.
Well, I mean, like, it's
or
like
short for cracker.
Either that, or be like all the other, you know, awkward white speech team kids who like weren't really dancing until the slow songs, and then, you know, you do your one like overly dramatic dance to "Don't Want to Miss a Thing."
what made this girl get you outside of her school? She met you at a speech thing.
Yeah, I had a lot of speech friends. I never dated Mary, but actually, I dated girls. Like, most of the girls I dated in high school were from other high schools. And even my close friends, like, my best friends in high school were Tom Malloy and Mike Norris, who make up Baby Cash, who opens for Octavarius regularly. And I hung out with them way more than anyone from my school. So oftentimes it'd be like, I hung out with those groups of people more often, so it's like everybody's planning homecoming. I'd rather go to homecoming to party with all my friends that I actually hang out with than go to, you know, whatever the hell my lame high school is doing.
Mine was the same way with LPs. In fact, we made our own dances, if I recall.
Yeah.
Prom parties that we used to have back in the day. Remember those, LP?
No, dude, prom parties were awesome. We used to have it went for like 5 or 6 years in a row. Do prom party every year, just dress up all fancy and get wasted.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. How many fights were there?
There was a lot of fights.
Wow.
Definitely every year. Yeah. There was some sort of discrepancy. Well, mostly because there's a dress code, which is good, because you can tell who's coming and who's crashing. And because people couldn't get in because they weren't dressed up, they, you know, obviously get in a fight. Pull a gun. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Where were you hosting these usually?
Different locations. It was up to like different friends every year to like put it together. I think the second to last year was mine, and we did it. We had 2 locations. We had one. It was I had an apartment, and in the bottom there was like this storage space that was just an open just an open storage space.
Nice.
So we had a dance party in there, keg in there, DJ in there. And then my apartment was upstairs, but my mother was moving into that apartment, and so she had an open apartment in the same complex, because we lived in the same apartment complex for a little while. And so she was moving out of there, moving into mine, and I was moving out. So we had this empty apartment that was just across the way in the same apartment complex. And we had, like, a bar in there that was a place you can go and just kind of chill out.
And throw up, if I recall.
Yeah, and throw up, which is Camille. Or Hillary. Yeah. No, it was Camille.
I remember Camille.
Yeah. She's still alive. She's married now.
Camille's married?
Camille's married and possibly has a child.
She has a child.
Oh, my God.
I got a question.
Hi, Camille.
She doesn't listen.
Yes, Makula.
Have you guys, this has been happening to me a lot over the past, like, 2 months. You know, you go on Facebook, whatever, blah, blah, blah. How many of your friends that you don't really keep in touch with from high school are married?
A lot.
A number.
Too many.
A good amount. Like, it's
not as many as you'd think. I mean, it's some of them.
See, this is where I feel old, because you guys are just getting to the age now where all of your high school friends start getting married off. Like, most of my high school friends are now married.
Most of my high school friends have kids now, dude.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
multiple kids.
Yeah, that's what happened. They've had kids for a long time.
I know. Most of those kids are like 4 now.
I'm just curious.
Yeah,
like wedding pictures pop up. And
wedding pictures
like,
pop up, engagement
this?
Pictures.
But it's always
girls I had crushes on too. Then I'm really heartbroken. Like,
dude, you're Nick Makula. Go after them
married?
Anyway.
Do you want to be married right now, Nick?
No.
What are you complaining about?
What are you going to do?
But, I mean, like, there was the one that got away.
You have, like, 15
of
those.
She didn't want you. She didn't want you. That's what she got married to the guy she wanted.
She was Mission to Mars was my name for her.
And why?
Because her, I can't say her
last... She was difficult.
Her last name was similar to Mars. I don't want to say her actual last name, but Mark knows what I'm talking about.
No one who knows her will ever be able to guess it now.
Dude.
Look, we read Romeo and Juliet one time in freshman English. I fell in love with her.
She didn't want anything to do with you.
Wait, you read it, like, in class?
Yeah.
That totally sounds like a teen movie plot.
It totally
like,
was.
Like, you guys got put together
we
to
were,
read.
Like, laughing about it, and I was like, oh, I'm the weird kid freshman year.
You were also 14.
Whatever.
She got really far away then, because you had like 10 years to work that.
Ouch.
And you like got way handsomer as time went on. You could have contacted her and been like, "Hey, look, I'm handsome now."
I should do that.
I'm handsome now.
Send her a headshot in the mail.
Where's my phone?
Send her a headshot.
I should
do
that.
Send her a headshot and on the back just write regrets ?
I had a plan.
I think that's great.
I don't audition that much anymore. I have a bunch of headshots I can use for this. This is great.
With this married girl.
How muscular does her husband look?
I'm sure it's someone went to high school with that I
doesn't know karate.
I'm sure he feels incredibly threatened by the guy that sends a headshot saying that's ?
He's better than a headshot in your order at that point.
It's better than a headshot in your apartment that says
Don't flew back.
Wait, what? You have to explain that. What the hell?
Okay, so our old apartment used to flood a lot, right? You guys all know this.
The pyramids
would flood by the Nile a lot, and we had a bunch of headshots, and I had a bunch of headshots, and I made a joke like, I want to leave a note to the person who moves in here next, saying, "Hope your apartment doesn't flood." Although I messed it up writing
it instantly.
So it's like,
I couldn't even believe it.
It said, like, you know, picture of me, Nick Makula. I hope your apartment doesn't flood, because I wanted to make it spooky, but I ran out of space because I had too many O's.
Yeah.
So on the back, it was one more O, and then the D with an exclamation point.
The D looked
point.
Like an O.
So, but then I realized we're not going to get our full security deposit back if they find this, so I decided not to do it.
You can get it back.
We didn't get back anyways. LP puts it in there. Sure enough, one of our friends from ISU, who's in the mafia,
unbeknownst to us,
moved in there. And I just found out through Facebook that his place flooded. I was like...
Like the first month?
The first month when it rained hardcore in May.
Ruining everything.
Like, it flooded like 2 feet of water in there. And apparently they found my headshot that said, "Hope your place isn't flooded." it'd be funny if I didn't know the person, but we kind of know them.
Oh my god, my apartment, it's flooded.
They just lost, you know, personal belongings that mean so much.
The weird thing is, like, if I moved in...
see your face?
I haven't talked to this guy in a while, but like...
If they were nicer, it wouldn't have happened.
Right. but like, if I moved in an apartment and I saw a headshot from someone that I kind of knew at ISU in college, but I haven't really talked to in a couple years, and it said, "I hope your apartment doesn't
flood,"
I would probably Facebook them or text them being like, "Hey, what do you mean by that?" But they didn't.
It's So. Well, that's our own fault then.
Yeah, that was my story about the headshot.
Okay, well, I mean, in that same vein, and this is, we've kind of wandered away from homecoming.
Finally.
In that whole kind of vein of not caring, like, was there ever actually a reason to give a shit about homecoming other than it was like the first big thing you needed a date for?
Well, isn't the purpose of homecoming is for the alumni to come back.
Sure. But I mean, as a high schooler, that doesn't really mean much, right?
I remember my pet peeve, like, would piss me off to no end when, like, all the seniors, when everybody, like, I feel like, especially in senior year of high school, you have so many of these moments where everybody talks about how it's not going to be the same, and we're not going to get to see each other anymore, and how we're never going to forget the seniors in class of 2011 or whatever. And it's like, and, like, I remember every year at homecoming, everyone would give all these big wishy-washy speeches about how they were leaving, and it's like, dude, you're here for almost the entire year. Like, we just started school. We have an entire year. We have New Year's. It'll be a new year.
Has anyone been an alumni that's returned for homecoming or had, like, a homecoming?
In high school?
Or had, like, a, I mean, I don't know, for college, or had, like, your 10-year reunion yet?
No, we've gone back.
I have.
I went back to my first homecoming football game right after college. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, not much to say. Everyone was kind of the same. They're all in college. Everyone thought they were tough shit and have learned so much since then and yada, yada, yada. But I have a funny story. My 10-year reunion was last year.
Oh, yeah?
Did you go? I graduated in 2000. I did not go. No way. So, basically, everyone that was part of my high school's Facebook page got a message saying, hey, we're planning this 10-year reunion. We're thinking about having it out at a country club out in the suburbs. Would you, you know, we're trying to just gauge interest. So a few months later, to sum up, there are now two rival reunion party groups trying to plan different 10-year reunions.
Really?
So you'll get an email saying, oh, yeah, things are looking good for out in the suburbs, and then you get an email the next day from the, quote, official, quote, reunion planning committee.
I hope it's the official versus the original.
Exactly. And ironically, it was run by two groups of women that in high school hated each other.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. What a good story.
That is a lovely story.
Well, the city,
and they're both sending you emails from the same Facebook page.
Basically.
P.S. Jenna's a bitch.
More or less, that's what it said. So the people out in the suburbs won, and it was something ridiculous, like $90 a plate.
Ugh.
Oh my god. Like 2 hours, I think it was like 2 hours for just wine and beer, does and that, then a cash bar.
Does that profit somebody?
Well, I think they go to the school? The country club.
Oh, okay, so it's just the actual ticket price.
And they posted the pictures on Facebook, and there's like the 10 people that planned it and their spouses are at this party.
Yeah, great.
It's just so sad.
For my, if they're, like, Mark and I, our 10-year high school reunion is coming up in 2 years, all we'd have to do is just go to Addison and Clark, and we pretty much would see our entire graduating class. They're all in Wrigley. Like,
I don't see very many people.
Oh, I see a bunch of people I went to high school with.
I see a lot of people that you went to high school with. I just rarely run into people that I went to high school with. I'm actually interested in going to reunion just to see what's there.
Here's the thing. I haven't gotten to my reunion yet, but I worked one recently. I worked at a bar, and a place bought it out. It was like the Downers Grove South 10-year high school reunion. They bought out the whole place, and I was actually working as a bouncer that night. I just had to sit there and watch the door, and it was so funny seeing all these people, like, coming back, seeing each other for the first time, and actually acting exactly like they were all in high school again. I was sitting out there, like, just a group of people walked up to me, and they're just like, hey, we're just gonna go smoke, like, we're just gonna go get blazed in that car over there, so, like, keep an eye out for us. Like, okay! And they just walked away, just so you know. And then, like, just seeing all the people, like, you know, the hotshots rolling up in, like, you know, a limo from the hotel, all drunk as hell, and you can see, like, the really awkward-looking guys who just, like, look like shit and get way too trashed way too early and are just trying to hit on these girls that are way out of their league and or married. Everyone just gets, like, it's the first time everyone in high school gets to hang out and be drunk and jackasses together. You know, all these cliques that would have never really hung out in high school.
Yeah, it's the first time in 10 years that everyone gets to go back and see what they all, you know, what they all turned into as people. Because, you know, I don't know, you don't know, maybe 10 years down the road, people that that were really nipping at each other all through high school end up being budzos.
Yeah, I'm very curious just to listen and just see what there is to see and who these people are now. I don't know if I would really talk much. I think I would be afraid to talk.
I'm curious if you guys are going to change your minds when it gets there, because, like...
If it costs $90, then I'm not.
But not even just that. $90,
fuck that.
Yeah. Like, the people that I, from high school, that I want to keep in touch with, I keep in touch with. Like, why do I need a reunion to hang out with my friends?
I wonder...
I do improv with one of them.
I don't care.
I wonder if the internet has made the high school reunion less valuable.
It kind of is.
More or less.
No. Yeah,
well,
you
there's
still...
something to say with meeting them face to face.
Yeah,
I mean,
you can say, like, let's go get some drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I had a bunch of friends from grade school who like hang out all the time now because of Facebook. Like, they always get together.
Huh.
And every time I've gone and had, like, I've gone and meet them for a drink, like, not as often. Like, I go once a year, maybe if that. But I always feel like I come off like a dick. Like,
you know, I know what you mean.
Like, I don't want to come off that way, but, like, then they're like, oh, what are you doing now? And I'm like, oh, well, I'm doing this, this, and that. And they're like, oh, well, you know, I'm doing something a lot less fun. And I'm like, oh, well, you know, I always just...
I love telling people how much more fun I'm having.
I know, but, like, but then I come on, and then I'm like, well, if you want to just do something fun, just do it.
In fact...
they're like, well, it's not that easy.
Well, not many people are fun. You realize a lot of people are just not fun.
Here's the thing. I was really mad, because Smith County High School, where I went to high school, up until my senior year, I didn't. Okay, so technically, I didn't graduate from there, but I was in the same classes with kids since I was five. Because in Tennessee, it's all the same kids. So for the most part, I've been attending school forever with these guys, and they had a 5-year reunion, and they didn't invite me. So I didn't even get to go home and gloat about how awesome my life is.
You just send them a Facebook message.
Sorry I missed the reunion, but here are the highlights.
I do try to, like, Facebook chat some of them and see where they're at.
You should just send them a headshot that says, like, jealous? Question mark.
Regrets, I think.
I think that'll send them the wrong message entirely about my life. They will not understand it at all.
Man,
Keith's
gay now.
I always knew it.
I knew he was a gay.
Oh, they wouldn't just look at that and be like, yeah, Keith was funny, I guess. He looks like he's just being funny now.
Dude, the most recent pictures have dick lights available.
But see, I've met your Tennessee friends, and all your Tennessee friends are, like, big sci-fi fans.
But my graduating class is so many different people. My friends will get it. They understand. But there's so many people who are just sort of friends who do not certainly get it. But also in Tennessee, homecoming is so different from your guys' homecoming.
How so?
It's the whole day. That whole Friday, that's all it is. Like, girls miss their classes for the first half of the day because they're getting their hair done and getting their dresses on. Because at noon, there's a parade. Classes are done at noon, and everybody goes out, and the whole town pretty much comes out and watches this parade of all the club presidents or club elected, like, representatives. And they're all girls and boys. The boys are driving fancy cars. The girls are riding on the hoods of those fancy cars in a slow parade with the marching band, various other, like, floats of clubs. Some people make floats. All the homecoming court is on there. I got to drive in it as the band king and had
king
to drive.
Is that an elected office in the
No,
band?
It's a fundraising. It's a fundraising position that you get, and I got it for raising money for the band by selling candy that I made in my kitchen.
Ooh.
But I remember especially that I hated it because the girl I was driving, I hated. She was just the most annoying girl in her class, which is a class above mine. Like, so annoying. Everybody knew she was completely crazy annoying. So unbearable. And I had to spend a whole day with her. And, like, drive her around like she was a princess.
I feel like there are people like that. I mean, we're glossing over of just terrible people that I would never want to see ever in my entire life ever again.
Yeah.
And I think that they would be at these kind of...
Exactly.
Of course.
To associate with them, though.
Yeah, but that's where y'all go. You go to the homecoming
thing.
What
are they going to do? Talk to me?
Yeah,
well, that's the thing. I don't want to even talk
You got to be drunk with them all night.
I'm with you, man.
Kasobi, you ran into some people outside of Big City that you went to high school with, like, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Oh,
and it was the... I watched you. It was the most awkward thing I think I've ever seen you go through.
Oh, man, it was so bad. Because I didn't know what their names were. Is the worst part of it.
Well, that's probably where it really starts, Kasobi. You probably... probably don't know who the hell these people are.
No, but the people I do know, I like genuinely hate. And like, I just never want to ever talk to them again. But they want to talk to me because I'm awesome. And they,
yeah,
and so,
you are. You're
and
great.
So they want to be like, oh, what's going on with you? And I'm like, well, you never talked to me ever in high school. Now you're all curious about all this shit, about what's going on with me.
Sometimes people grow up from high school, though. Sometimes people are like, shit, like, I can totally see, like, okay, there was a girl growing up I was really cruel to. I was really mean to her. She had a weird nose. She broke her nose when she was a kid.
You're a terrible person.
It had a weird shape, so every week I had a different cruel nickname for her.
That's so mean. Oh,
and
so
I would do that, and I ran into her brother years later.
And he beat the shit out of me.
He could have. He was like a big, burly Irish guy, and he recognized me from a thing I did. He's like, oh, I know you. You're Chris Bogue. I've seen you. And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, my sister, Sarah, used to talk about you all the time. And I'm like, yeah? And he's like, yeah, she was just like, she thought you were so funny. She, like, loved you. She would talk about how great. And, like, I was so mean to this girl. And, like, you know, you look back on it.
Maybe she thought you were flirting.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, that's what everyone thinks.
You paint yourself as a terrible bully.
But I have a feeling there's a lot of instances where you see somebody who, like, you didn't give a shit about. Or you were, and then, like, you look at how you both turned out, and you're like, oh, you know, sorry I was a douchebag to you 10 years ago. Or, like, isn't that weird how... Because, like, I even have friends...
It doesn't make it okay, though. Hey, sorry I was a douchebag.
No, it doesn't.
You know what? It makes it okay if they forgive you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If they forgive you. Like, yeah, there was
or
guy...
if you one-up them in life.
True. When I was graduating high school, one of the teachers... spoke, and you know, they always give the speeches, you know, somebody speaks, and the dude that spoke said, you know, there's one thing that that everyone here will always know about each other is they will know exactly what you people were like during this special time in your lives. Mm-hmm. And he said that's something that you all have in common. You know, you see people at their most vulnerable in those times, and so many times, even especially at those dances, you're at your most vulnerable, and crazy shit happens to you. Like, I remember I was asked by a girl to go to homecoming with her, and I said no because she had a boyfriend who I knew would kick my ass if I said yes, because he just didn't want to go to the dance. He was one of those dudes who was like, I don't dance, I'm not gonna do that.
He was one of those 80-year-old students.
Dude, he had a sweet pickup truck, and he had a shirt with no sleeves, and he had a lot of shirts with no sleeves.
So what up now?
And so I wasn't going to take his girlfriend to the dance.
Well, I mean, he had 80 years to collect all those things, so it's not as impressive.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then...
You find me an 80-year-old man who doesn't have that many shirts.
Did your speaker say special time, like, as many times as you did
when
you
were
given that? Oh, no.
No, I'm just...
This is a special
but
time.
But did they use the term special time?
He did say special time.
I just feel like if I was there, I'd think that's so lame.
But see, that's the thing.
It's true.
Now,
when you look back at it now... I think it is a special time.
It absolutely is, but at the time, you'd be like, fuck, that's lame.
But then if I talk to a teenager, that's what I'm going to say. I'm like, you really don't realize how special that time is.
Yeah.
Like, that's when you're growing up. That's when you're going to have some of the most fun ever.
I hate when people say things are special. It's so hard to figure out which way they mean it.
Well, that's the thing is sometimes it can be just so incredibly terrible. And then also, like, you'll witness some of the worst moments of people's lives.
But it's important.
You're really around. Yeah, you're all there for that.
That's
a
growth.
It's
crazy. Is this
now
an It Gets Better promo?
No. It's not an It Gets Better because now you just keep reliving it over and over and over. Like, if something shitty happens to you at homecoming and everybody has pictures of it and everybody talks about it, it's going to be on the internet briefly and anyone can go look at, you know, like...
Now more than
it's
ever.
Just out
yeah.
there. Yeah, people don't... And then, you know, now, especially like how Facebook is like showing you like, here's things you used to do together. And you see, like, the picture pop up of, like, something you did sophomore year of college or something.
Funny you say
it's
going
to do that for your horrible high school moments now.
Chris Bogue, it's funny you say that. I just checked my Facebook, and it said that we went to Vampire Weekend a year ago tonight.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Oh, my God. I got one of those, too. It said 2 years ago to this day is when I got my cats.
Weird.
Whoa.
It's crazy.
Man, thanks, Facebook, for the memories.
Wait, is it...
Fuck you, Google Plus.
You know, what's interesting, and now that they've got that feature, that's going to keep, like, more and more instances of those things are going to keep popping up throughout our Facebook lives.
True.
It's like, remember, this happened.
It's like we're outsourcing remembering.
Yeah, it's like...
Let the internet remember.
It's like, it's making remembering better. Like, 11 years ago today, I did that. Oh, that was an awesome day.
Good job.
It's like if it started lying. Like, just lying to you. Like, remember that time you slapped your grandma?
Man,
don't
let you know.
That happened? Oh, ah, Facebook wouldn't lie.
3 people liked it.
I never had a kick-ass high school homecoming dance moment. I had some fun times and whatever.
Is that typical?
But I never... I had a great time. I don't know. Yeah, like, does anybody have, like, an awesome homecoming dance story?
Yeah, my Evan story is...
Yeah, I remember your Evan story.
That's very...
That is a good one.
Horrible triumph.
I took my... I think my junior year of high school, I took the daughter of the Daily Herald movie critic, Dan Geyer.
Morgan.
You took Morgan Geyer?
No.
Oh, her older sister.
Yeah. That was the only thing.
Nice.
Keith, what were you saying?
Nick is very excited.
I like
Dan
Geyer.
No.
Morgan Geyer's a great guy.
I've told this story numerous times.
Yeah. Yeah.
The breaking up with a girl on the night of
homecoming. Oh, yeah.
At the dinner before homecoming. Yeah. And then still going to homecoming. And having to take homecoming pictures, but after I broke up with her.
did anyone ever go with, like, just went with a friend?
Yeah.
Or was
every single dance.
Because I remember a really awkward moment was, like, my freshman year, I went with a girl. She was totally just a friend. Like, friend of the family. Nice girl. And, like, but I did get a talk. My dad, being a good father, wanted to sit me down before I went to my first dance and be like, you know... kind of the sex talk about, like, if you're going to do anything, always remember to have a condom on you. And it just weirded me out because it was my first dance and it was like this girl was like the last girl on her. It's just like, no, I don't need, no, I'm going to go to homecoming. And then I went and, you know, looking back on it, my homecoming pictures were awkward. But it was fun times. Like, I always had a good time.
Wait, Nick.
Yes.
Every single homecoming date you went with was a friend? It wasn't a girl that you liked?
Yeah.
Or was it a girl that you liked who would only just wanted to be your friend?
No, I think that's more.
Yeah. What gets you?
Really okay, I'm trying to think. Was that when homecoming?
Was that one that got away?
Yes. That's Veronica Mars.
No. Mars never went. We never danced. We only said hi to each other a couple times. Ugh.
the pain.
My.
What the fuck?
Oh no. No, I. My sophomore year was my first homecoming dance, and I went with a girl that Mark tried to go with. Sorry. But we were just friends. She liked me. I didn't like her. Junior year was...
Wow, rub it in, asshole.
I am having fun. My junior year was a former Mafia person, Caitlin Barlow. We just went as friends. And senior year, I don't know who I went to homecoming with.
Marissa.
Ugh.
That
was
that
wow!
Dance.
Oh, that
I
was
feel like a dick for asking. Wow. I apologize to Marissa, Caitlin, everyone.
Wow! I did not like. I just did not know.
You guys were like co-presidents or something of something.
Didn't get along.
No, but then she started dating my friend. Our friends. This is not at all. This is the high school revenge coming out.
You didn't like her then.
I hated her. She went to ISU.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't.
I met her. She was all right to me.
She just wanted to go, and I thought we were friends. Oh, I'm an idiot.
What have you done?
Did she, like, make out with you and stuff?
No, that's why she was in my car for a long time. She wanted to make out with me, but back then I was an idiot and didn't know these things. Oh, I was like, why is she still in my car? Why doesn't she go back to her house?
Why does she keep taking her shirts off?
No, she kept her clothes on.
Why is she wearing so many shirts?
I was so...
She's putting more shirts on. Where are all these shirts coming from?
I could have probably dated people in high school.
You totally could.
Hundreds.
God, you were such an idiot.
And Lisa, you were oblivious?
Oh, I was always oblivious to guys. Like, yeah, I think I may have told this, like, my junior year, I went to homecoming with this guy, Scott, I think he was junior, and apparently, like, it was totally just friends. And then he was mad at me afterward. And he was, like, backstage at Mimi and St. Louis, just like, ah, sitting, you know, like, on the trolley.
Were you in the show, I assume?
Yeah, we're on the show. All the theater people would always go with other, like, theater people. And, yeah, apparently he was mad that we, like, didn't make out or anything, but I just thought we were just friends. But apparently it's assumed if you, like, go all out and do-do-do-do-do, then you should make out. I'm sorry, we're solo amigos.
Yeah,
this has been Clouds. Do-do-do-do-do.
I'm not gonna, like, make out just to make out, like...
Yeah, what the fuck am I supposed to do?
Seriously.
Why am I in this?
Cloud, author of the quote, making out is the drunk hello,
oh, yeah.
will not make well, out just to make out.
College phase of Cloud's life. In high school, I was like,
man, I am not the same person I was in high school. Is what I'm realizing.
Well, we all change, Nick. That's what
people change. They have
I probably would have beat
it's
the
weird,
crap
like,
out of my
it's
high
weird.
School.
Like, there's some people that everyone I've seen that, regardless of like how they were in high school, has been pretty cool when I've seen them. Like, the worst I could say is like some of them were maybe like egotistical about what they were doing. Like, you know, like I'm at some hotshot consulting firm or something like that, and you tell them what you're doing, and they're like, oh, okay.
that happens a lot.
But someone doesn't meet your expectations of what they were like? Is that what kind of...
Well,
like
no, there's like, there were just people, like, there were a lot of people that were like really mean to me throughout most of my school years. But they've... Definitely that. Only that. like, and, except then there's one guy that I would like to see again that I haven't. And he was like... This is the guy that, like when I was in elementary school, they would play Smear the Queer or Mark. It was, like, the rules.
Well, at least you're not a queer. That's good.
Yeah. So that is a step up from Tom and Deli, who was a nice guy that just always wound up being the queer. But, like, you know, he was just, like, just constantly mean to me because it was so available. And so it was like, well, if you're going to step on someone, like, how about Mark? And then, you know, and it would get him places. I'm not really sure what the profit in it was. But maybe that's because I was busy being me and not being mean to me, so I didn't understand how lucrative it could be.
Smear the Queer, I've never played or seen it, but I've heard of it.
Is it just punching
someone?
Just
tackle someone.
You,
right?
Like, whoever has the football, is you attack them.
Yeah.
So, like, they would just throw the football at me, and regardless of whether or not I caught it, they would just tackle me. If they could catch me, suckers.
Yeah, can't catch me, can't see.
Did you? And our tensions came to a head once when I fought him, which is the story I've told before about how I fought him, and I, like, hockey fought him, so I had his coat up over his head and was just punching him. And by the time I walked down the hallways, people were like, oh, I heard Richard beat you up today. I'm so sorry, man.
Oh, man.
But, like, and I haven't seen this guy, and there's, like, a couple other people, too, that he was very mean to, and, like, some of them, like, one of them is this girl who's, like, super intelligent. She's been all over the world doing, like just service work and, like, just helping people, like, in serious need. And she was like, yeah, I'd never forgive that guy. He's an asshole. Like, this, she's done so much for all these people she doesn't even know, like, forgiving, helping. She would not forgive this guy. And I would love to see him again and just see, like, does he realize, like, he had that sort of effect on people?
I just thought of something.
If I'm that guy, why would I want to ever talk to you? Why would I ever want to see you?
I don't know. I don't think I don't necessarily think he'll contact me.
Feel bad about myself. Why would I?
No, no. If I'm doing better than him, I'm totally happy to forgive him.
No, man.
So wait, you just want to see that he's not doing okay, and then you'll be like,
it makes you feel so good.
I want him to be doing great. I just want to be doing a little bit better. That I can forgive him.
I feel different. I want him to be, like, totally poor. I'm going to be like, whatever, fuck that guy. Oh, you're a bum now? Sorry.
I feel like that's what most people wish going into these things, is like, I hope everybody else is a fucking bum.
Sour grapes?
But like I don't wish ill on him. I just want to be able to be like, all those times that you were mean did not keep me down.
It's karma.
That's what it is. Because it was
never gonna keep him down.
I do feel, you know, I don't feel that anger towards the folks that I went to school with.
No. That's because you were rocking style B-Y.
Yeah.
No, I don't I don't have any ill will to anyone from my high school either. Like,
I did. There
are folks that I didn't like as much, but... Yeah, you have some struggles.
Had revenge. I had a coup d'etat in high school when I campaigned for prom prince, won that shit, and they're all like, who's this guy? And I just infiltrated their popularity thing with my McCoolness, and they're all like, well, the guy's cool now. We can't make fun of him anymore.
It's prom prince, the people have spoken.
Wait, exactly.
That's really what happened when you became prom prince?
Yeah. Then I became NHS president because they're like, oh, he's got to be like smart and everything like that.
He's a rising star, this guy.
It's like a 90s teen movie.
I know. Then I was nominated for Homecoming King and Prom King, and it was just because of me just being like, you know,
captain of the baseball team.
Did not go that far, but
and then he threw it all away.
He did
for one shot at glory.
No, I mean, I'm actually in the same boat as Mark. I mean, there are certain people that like I don't wish ill will on. It's just like I want to. Have you become a mature adult? Are you still that dick from high school? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I just want
still dicks.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, Cloud knows. Only know how to be dicks.
But I was thinking about this in my high school. At least, like, I didn't drink in high school, and one of the dividing lines between being cool and not cool was if you drank in high school.
Yeah,
and it was like all the cool people drank at parties that their parents let them drink. I never went to those parties. But now that like I'm 26, and sometimes you find those people at a Chicago bar. Since everyone can drink, you're suddenly on the same page. Like, you guys ever find that where you're like, well, we have to talk now. Like, that's no longer a dividing line. Like, you can drink and I can't drink.
Hmm.
And so then I end up talking to people that I haven't talked to, like, in 8 years, being like, oh, there's nothing to stop us from actually talking.
And you're good looking now.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess.
It's so much more different when you look like a human. I look way better than I did when I was in high school. I feel like when you're in high school, you look so weird.
Yeah, everyone's figuring out.
It's
like,
so
am
like,
I?
Everything
do I
doesn't
like?
Fit.
Mm-hmm. No, I should my
for my Dragon Ball Z button down. Totally fit.
My
was it one of those satin ones?
Yes,
you were not that guy.
God,
you are not that
dude.
Guy.
It was Super Saiyan Goku.
Oh my god, that's so frustrating. What?
Dude,
this changes everything.
Compound with my bleach blonde hair.
What?
All right. I can't.
Photo.
I had bleach blonde hair too. That's not a big deal.
You need to post it.
I have to find it. It's from home. I have like. Well, I have the blonde, all blonde. And I have the skunk for a while.
Yeah.
Oh man,
you were that guy,
dude. That was fucking hip then, man. That was the thing to do.
The thing is like if I ever
Dragon
saw
Ball Z
you,
was
I would never
questionable.
I would never question you. I would
never.
I would be so afraid to question you because you were bigger than me. I wouldn't say anything. Like,
you pretty much left me alone. It's like prison. Like you're crazy. Some poor choices, I tell you what.
Some poor choices. A juggalo on top of that.
I was in a juggalo in high school, only in junior high. When my feelings were extreme. That's when I was juggalo.
Oh my god.
And you morphed into skunk wearing Dragon Ball Z fan.
But that's cool, like it like even, you know, looking at Facebook and like seeing someone in high school who was like a total wreck. You know, who couldn't make friends. And then sometimes you see them, and they're the people who are, like, getting married. Or they're, like, you know, you see them. And some of them seem like they're actually happy. Like, I knew a kid who was, like, really kind
they
of...
They don't hate their lives.
It is possible to be married.
No, like, there's a kid who he was always...
What's so wrong with
that? No, I'm just saying, there's a kid who was always, like, really strange, and, like, he, you know, couldn't really fit in and stuff. He's, like, a really computer guy. Then you see these little snippets of their life. He ended up coming out of the closet. He's gay, and he's with some guy now, and like he just seems so much happier than he ever was in high school. You know, like he just, you know, if he went to a high school reunion, he'd just be a completely different. You know, people are you're all down on yourself. You're so young.
You know,
you don't know how you're
I think
be.
About this like the marriage thing, and I see all these people who are getting married. Do you guys ever hear about people you went to high school with going to jail? And for why?
No, I don't think I ever have.
Once or twice.
Most of the people that I went to high school with went to jail a lot more in high school than they did outside of high school.
Now,
it was always like general rambunctious. Are you talking about serious crime?
Yeah. Oh.
So you have had this happen to you in your high school past?
Yeah, some of the kids I went to high school with in Smith County were like involved in some sort of gang fight or something stupid.
Let me ask you this. When you found out the specific people that got arrested, uh-huh. did you end up looking up their mugshots? That seems like something that would legitimately interest me.
You know, I didn't look up the mugshots.
God, that would be
guess,
so fun to
I know
do.
What I'm doing at work
see
tomorrow.
A mugshot of someone you knew.
I got to ask Robert. Yeah. Robert has all this info. He's got the leak into Smith County News.
That's crazy.
Can I do a Smith County News report on podcast?
Yeah. You got to have some stories, though.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, don't that's fucking right. wing it. It's
someone I know. It'll be Smith County News. That's a
good idea. Just seems like such an interesting idea.
Smith County News.
Because they, it'd be like 8 years ago was that sort of high school time. So it's like I would see these people 8 years after I had ever seen them. So there's that much of a look difference, and also they're in prison. So maybe they've got maybe they had a tussle, maybe they've got a black eye, some scrapes, a cut, something. How interesting!
I went to school with people that are on television.
Who?
You know, Brittany Payton, Walter Payton's daughter. Mm-hmm. See her on TV. She hosts a show on WGN. What's her name?
Chicken the House.
Lauren Conrad, right?
That's one. Oh yeah, ones. Yeah, the Barrington one.
Lauren Conrad. Yeah, she was a freshman awesome. When I was like a junior. And I'm trying to remember who else is on TV. A couple people I went to school with.
In the chat room, RJ just said he had one girl from his year got into porn.
Oh,
that's
oh,
awesome.
Man.
Yeah,
that dude, cool?
God, that's so
you,
awesome.
You know, I that's
they so gotta come never... from somewhere.
I had a girl I went to high school with. She won our town's like queen pageant, you know, and she had a scholarship for college, and then she did porn. And I think her ex-boyfriend forwarded it to like the entire department, and then she lost like her she lost her Roselle crown.
Oh.
The queen.
That wasn't the same one that was
you lost
the stripper,
it.
Was it?
I'm just thinking.
Oh, I have no idea. Probably.
There was a girl that you went to high school with that was a stripper that I saw. That girl was.
That I saw.
We had a guy who went to high school with us. A friend.
Oh yeah.
And he was like superstar of all the musicals and everything.
He's
and
so
then,
talented.
Yeah, like super talented, amazing. The scene voice, just amazing. He's amazing. But yeah, years later, one of our friends is on a gay porn site and found him.
I saw that video.
Yeah.
I did too. Yeah.
Mark and I all saw that video.
There's
like,
more than one.
Just was sent it. Like I hadn't heard from. Like this person from a friend, but then they like sent me a message email like, "Dude, you have to check this out." And then just circulated around like all the friend people.
I think within like 3 days,
yeah,
everyone
was like,
friends.
It was tasteful enough. I didn't think it was terrible.
Yeah, it was just like two guys, maybe with a dick out, like hanging out with kittens
it was
or something.
Gay porn, but it didn't seem like degrading gay porn.
No, yeah,
it was,
no,
it was
like,
classy dick sucking.
It's yeah,
real
you know
classy
what,
dick sucking.
You know what? In the clips that Nick and Mark and I saw, there was no dick sucking. So
no, okay.
Yeah,
so
it was a little HJ action.
But like
yeah, it was a lot of HJ, and then like he was looking deep into the lens and like
talking.
But I mean, if you find
a boner right
now? No. If you find out about something like that, though, you kind of have to seek it out, though, right?
Yeah.
You know it's out there. You have to know. You have to be sure.
Yeah, you have to, it has like the teacher, like everyone wow. has seen it.
And well, and what's
he's
weird
fine,
is like
though.
He's a
like a normal human.
Yeah, he's
just,
a.
He just
I think he's a teacher, right?
It's just weird for everyone to be like, whoa.
But like, yeah, what's crazy is like he's. I think he's a teacher, right? Like a music teacher somewhere. Or he was. It was trying to be, but like
I thought he still does. But
yeah, but
I
like,
always thought that if you did porn, like you won't teach at any school.
It's, if they
no,
find it,
there was a news story that's been covering about that about a news reporter or no, excuse me, a teacher was discovered to be a porn star, like has had a secret life as a porn star, and then they got kicked off their job, and now they're back on because they there was a lawsuit saying that you can't do that. It's unconstitutional.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
But that happens.
He didn't do anything that was like a terrible offense to humanity. Mm-hmm. He didn't hurt anybody. He didn't depict himself as a lower human. Other dude wasn't depicted as a lower. Yeah, it was. I mean, it was fucking gay porn. It was straight out gay porn. Nothing fancy, nothing wacky.
No kittens.
Nothing. Like it was really vanilla. But gay
who
porn.
Knows? In 10 years, that could just not be a big deal to people anymore.
Yeah, like it just, a big like thing he wouldn't do anything mean spirited. Yeah. There was nothing mean spirited or.
I don't think when the outcry about porn is rarely like the spirit it's done in. Sometimes. I think a lot of times it's just like a hot button for parents or something like that.
I would argue it's an extremely hot button for parents.
I just feel I guess my feelings are it was an expression of healthy gay sex. It wasn't like it was just.
And I think that's what they're upset about most of the time. Unfortunately, as it is.
That nuance,
even if it was an expression of healthy heterosexual sex.
Yeah.
I think for me, if I was a parent and I knew like my son or daughter's teacher had been like in any sort of pornography, I'd feel like I don't want you taking that class with Mr. Hansen. You can see his dick if you want to. I feel like that gets in the way of things.
Yeah.
Like you've seen his dick. Because
everyone has to go see how big Mr. Hansen's dick is.
But you don't tell
Mr.
the kids
Hansen's
that.
Still there.
Yeah,
you don't.
Kids find out.
Yeah, you're
just a regular person.
You don't tell the kids that, but if you know the kids will find out somehow, sometime, and then the floodgates are open.
That's why if you're gonna do porn as a teacher, you gotta do like those first person ones where you're the camera
or mask porn.
Well, think about all the weirdo teachers you had.
You know,
wait,
where you have sex with masks.
You have sex with masks on, therefore obscuring your identity.
God,
like think about like all the weirdo. Like I know I had tons of weirdo teachers like growing up. Where like we were just like, all right, I don't know what that guy's deal is. Now you can just look into their past.
I know,
and like as it goes on, you can just see like, oh, I'm gonna check out what they were doing 25 years ago, and it'll just be right there. Every embarrassing or awkward.
That's why I feel like the whole world should just develop a sense of like, so
we're gonna have to.
Just so what?
So
yeah.
we've all been fucking weird.
That's what
those formative years.
You know, it's
are.
Proof of being that we're still weird now though. And this Facebook thing is, I just looked at my and Tins's friendship. Our picture is us kissing. On stage in Windbreakers.
So?
So?
I feel like that's
a good friendship.
I feel like that exemplifies our friendship.
If someone was going to say, are those two guys friends? You're wearing identical clothing, you're performing together, and you're kissing.
Oh,
all
yeah,
things
they're lovers.
You do with trust.
Wait, you're supposed to be
friends? I wonder if Facebook will ever recommend that I be gay.
Heath, we've noticed a lot of pictures of you kissing guys.
Tins likes this.
Scotty D. Sleep podcast.
I don't know if I've ever told this homecoming story, but my freshman year, like everyone I knew was at least trying to go to homecoming with somebody. And there was this girl that all through like the summer before I had been totes crushing on, but never did anything about it because I was a 14-year-old weirdo who didn't know how to interact with humans yet. So homecoming time came around and I didn't have the courage to ask her to homecoming, but I did have the courage to see if she wanted to see a movie on the same night as homecoming. It was sweet in a way, but it ended up not being as romantic as I'd want it to be. I guess in retrospect, my romantic plan was Meet the Parents was screening early. I'm like, hey, we can go see Meet the Parents. I can get us in a week early, girl. But I didn't reserve tickets. And we didn't get there early enough.
Oh, no!
So, on homecoming night my freshman year, me and the girl I had been totes crushing on ended up seeing Bait, starring Jamie Foxx.
A
I barely remember that.
I don't remember that at all.
He was the bait.
He was. This much I remember about the film.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, was he using bait?
No, he was the bait.
I've seen the movie.
No, that means you weren't making out too
much. I'm sure you had to watch that whole movie.
You saw you weren't making out during it.
No, man, we made out zero times. Zero times then and zero times afterwards.
You should have spent more money. Apparently, that's the thing you're supposed to do.
Dude, I was a 14-year-old goon. I knew nothing about anything at that point.
I knew a guy.
That doesn't mean that it would happen. That doesn't guarantee.
In high school.
I knew a guy who's not where you do it now.
These are life questions.
I knew
it. Dude, I'm a sucker. You spend money on me. I
get some.
No, yeah.
That's the rule.
Yeah. Nowadays, all right. But, in high school, it's like, these are my morals, and I have to like you to kiss you.
One of my friends
not
dated
anymore.
A girl.
Fuck that.
One of my friends had dated a girl who had, it was like one of those tip calculator cards. So it would say, how much you spent and then what your tip should be. And the back of it was how much they spent and what you should do with them.
Oh, man.
Ah! I want that card. Get me one. I want to see what that is.
I think it was 50. But it was per person. So if you had, a $100 meal total, $50 was blowjob, is what I remember from it.
Yeah, girls never, should owe guys anything. I hate girls that are like, oh yeah, when I was dating, you bought dinner all the time.
It's just nice.
It's like, no, you don't
it's polite.
It is polite. Oh, man.
Out of control.
Every once in a while, LP buys me a couple of beers. I always feel obligated to do a little something.
See,
be polite, Brian.
I learned
polite
blow.
He took the trouble. Surely you can do something for him.
Yeah, I don't know what on the card besides buy him other beers.
You guys are fucking friendly handshake is like one.
You know, it would be a really unsexy adjective for blowjob. Polite.
Yeah, give me a polite.
It was really polite.
It was very polite. I don't want my blowjobs polite.
If anyone wants to be polite, I'm all for polite.
Yeah, polite blowjobs are way better than spiteful. or passive aggressive blowjobs.
I am all about polite.
I would love a passive aggressive blowjob.
A vengeful blowjob.
I would never want that.
That's what I want because she's not enjoying it, but I will.
Oh,
you guys are terrible. Blowjob.
Oh my goodness.
Polite is fine with me.
It just sounds mean. It just sounds like it would be backhanded if you said it.
Let me tell you about the best blowjob or the worst blowjob I ever got.
It was awesome. Please do
it right now. Listen, Castelvi crosses the line. Here we go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think I just did.
That was a joke.
He just did it. He missed the punchline.
Oh, it was the worst I've ever heard about the worst blowjob I ever got. It was awesome.
This podcast is brought to you in part by Uncle Fun. Uncle Fun is a fine purveyor of books, pranks, toys, and more. The staff is delightful, and the toys are just crazy.
Where is Uncle Fun?
Uncle Fun is located just next to the corner of Belmont and Southport in sunny Chicago, Illinois. And they can be found at UncleFunChicago.com.
Hooray!
If I was going to take a girl to homecoming, I'd want to do some fun activities, the next day, after you wake up.
Like go golfing?
Oh, yeah! That would be great!
Well, then you might need some of
Clown's Golf Tips!
People say you can sing to your plants to help them grow. Well, you can also romance your golf ball to help it fly. Before you get out on the course, buy a golf ball, a nice dinner, maybe a corsage. And then it does all the work itself.
That has been
Clown's Golf Tips.
Oh, good.
Boxing match.
A picture that with corsage on the
golf ball. Yeah. The golf ball doesn't owe you anything. Yeah.
I saw the golf balls in a little metal
They were at
mesh
dinner
bucket.
In my mind. They clinked glasses.
references. Thanks to everybody that came to our superhero show.
What a great show.
And oh, so great time.
And so much fun. Plus, so much sorry.
The people who got turned away, I'm so sorry. We have a bunch more shows. Please come back. They will be just as fun, if not more so.
Mm-hmm. In fact, come to this Sunday show if you're listening live on Octavarius.com, and you'll see our homecoming show. If you're not listening live, were you there?
Answer now.
And on that note, that's just about going to do it for this hour of the Octavarius podcast. But before we go, it's just about time for Nick McCoola's Seven words of wisdom.
Mars, why don't you email me at...
This has been Nick McCoola's Seven words of wisdom. Strike three.
It's a cliffhanger.
I know.
I can't tell her where to email me at now. I mean,
No, it's too late.
It's a shame. Yeah. There's no way for her to find you if she
or
wanted
info,
to ever.
Yeah.
Send me questions.
We'll all read it.
And on that note, that's going to do it for us. Remember to catch our shows every Sunday at Comedy Sports, 929 West Belmont, at 7 p.m. Tickets only $10. Seven if you dress for the theme or otherwise do what we want you to for it. And
people will not come now.
And until next time, have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Go run for your life. You're running out of time. Close and lock the door.
He's coming back for more.